The state's Department of Health Services is reporting an uptick in positive COVID-19 cases today as 750 new cases are being recorded. That's an increase of nearly a third over yesterday. The department also recorded 27 COVID-related deaths today. Almost 2.5 million Arizonans have received one or both COVID vaccination shots. That's roughly a third of the state.
The pandemic has affected an extraordinarily high number of aspects of our lives, including how and how often we gather together in groups. That has had a dramatic effect on funerals and memorial services and how people say goodbye to loved ones. At least in part, that's also led to a significant increase in how many cremations are being carried out, and related problems have emerged from that. Kevin Pierpour wrote a piece for Cronkite News on how cremations are affecting air quality, especially in a specific area in the Northeast Valley, and is with me to talk about the story. Kevin, the pandemic has put a crimp in a lot of families' plans, and we're seeing more cremations as a result of that?
And that's a big part of it. So the cremations give families the opportunity to be more flexible with their recently deceased loved ones. Due to travel restrictions and maybe state restrictions, depending on where family members may be when somebody does pass away, the cremation and the cremated ashes, rather, give the family more flexibility as far as when they want to perform an actual ceremony and what they want to do with those cremated ashes. Whereas traditional funeral arrangements would require people to be at one place at one time, and it has a much less sort of flexible schedule given to families.
And officially, have various counties, in this case Maricopa County, has actually lifted some restrictions around crematoriums to let them burn longer hours. I presume that is also tightly related to the pandemic to offer that flexibility you mentioned.
Yeah, last April, Maricopa County lifted regulations allowing crematoriums to operate past sunset, a regulation that was previously prohibited. And that was extended again in June and then in December. That extension lasts until May 31st. So this regulation has been lifted from April of last year and will go to May 31 of this year.
You spoke to residents at one specific crematorium in North Scottsdale that you found through Maricopa County air quality complaints. So that has clearly put neighbors in a very tough situation. How many complaints are we talking about, and what were some of the complaints they were making?
So there were 20 complaints filed in Maricopa County by Maricopa County residents complaining of dark smoke and a lingering odor in the area surrounding crematoriums. Some residents even complained of having sore throats from having to inhale the smoke, depending on the circumstances of the situation. I discovered one crematorium in Scottsdale, the Paradise Memorial Crematorium, where residents live fairly close to the facility. They live less, their back patios of the condo is less than a football field away from where they're processing and burning bodies through the cremation process. And at times there has been an increased amount of smoke, increased amount of dark smoke billowing out of the chimney. In fact, this last March, there was an incident where there was a power outage, and that power outage happened during an active cremation, causing black smoke to come out of the chimney for several minutes.
As you mentioned, there's been an increase in the number of cremations. I was intrigued by the idea there's not just the number of the bodies creating the issue, it's the size of the bodies being cremated as well.
It is. So what funeral managers told me at Paradise Memorial Crematory is that larger bodies actually produce more smoke than those that weigh less. And to make up for, or to limit some of those visible particles being released from their chimneys, they're processing those bodies earlier in the day rather than later in the day itself.
It seemed like you got quite a bit of access. Did that surprise you at all? And what did that access, what did that help you learn about what was going on there?
It was a bit surprising that they really opened up their facility to me. But they also extended that same offer to anybody who had any complaints or anybody living around the crematorium who wanted to know what was happening inside. So it was an open invitation, not only to me, but to also the residents living around the facility. What did I discover inside? Well, given that I was given the access that I was given, at one point, I was even standing inside of a walk-in freezer where they're storing bodies, a location that had 5 to 10 boxes holding human bodies that in January was filled. It really gave me a full picture of the inside and outside of the experience for people who are operating the ovens inside of crematoriums and for the residents who are living nearby who are experiencing the byproducts from the cremation process.
Did you get a chance to speak with anyone who could really speak on authority about whether hopes for one camp or just even expectations for maybe those actually in this business that when the pandemic calms down, and whether that's because more people are vaccinated or people are gathering in a more normal way, that we will actually see the number of cremations go back to a previous number, and that maybe this issue in some ways will take care of itself? Or is there concern this will continue?
Crematoriums across the valley and really across the nation are really having to adapt not only to a rise in cremations caused by COVID-19, but they're also just having a general increase of popularity in cremations in general. There does seem to be some indication that there will be some relief as vaccinations and as COVID numbers are going down. And that relief will at least help with long-standing increases of cremations across the nation. There seems to be some optimism that the surge in COVID-19 cases, as that continues to go down, will provide some relief as far as when they're able to, when they're having to cremate and the amount of hours they're having to work to make up for the backlog of bodies that were contributed or related to COVID-19. This is something that's impacting not only the residents who live near crematoriums, but it's also having a big impact on people who are working within these facilities. I spoke to one funeral manager in Tempe who works at a crematorium, and at one point their entire staff had become infected with COVID-19, and they had to bring in outside forces just to help manage and talk with the families who are trying to organize some of these funeral arrangements for their loved ones. So it's really been a difficult and challenging year for really anybody involved or living nearby these facilities, as the spike in cremations have gone up, leading to just more chances for things to go wrong, as we saw in March when there was a power outage at this one facility. But this wasn't the only facility that had complaints, and there were other crematoriums across the valley who also had similar complaints. So it wasn't just there was, and the Scottsdale Crematorium is one of the largest in the state as well.
Kevin Pierpoor of Cronkite News. We've been talking about his piece entitled Neighbors Hope for Relief from Crematorium Smoke as COVID-19 Deaths Decrease. Kevin, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you so much.